Today's gospel describes a newlywed couple who got a lucky break, even though we never met them personally. But as John tells us, the wine ran out at their wedding reception. Now, in that time, this was a very embarrassing social disaster. Imagine a wedding today where the food runs out while half the people in the reception hall are still in line to get their roast beef or lasagna. Mary notices this, realizes her son can do something about it, and informs him of the situation. Jesus at first appears reluctant and says so, but Mary, and we need to remember that she is a mom, isn't going to quit that easily. Picture the waiters coming up to Jesus and saying, Sir, your mother is aware of our wine problem, and she said that we should do whatever you tell us to do. Well, here we are. We don't know if the groom was aware of the problem or not. It doesn't seem that he was, though, and his bride probably wasn't either. Chances are nobody wanted them to know the embarrassing bad news until it was absolutely necessary. So the couple got a lucky break. Except that it wasn't a lucky break. It kind of reminds us that from the line of the movie Signs, what if there was no coincidences? It wasn't a coincidence that suddenly there was more wine, or that this wine was superior to what had been served before. This was God making a good thing happen for people with a bit of involvement from a wonderful person who also cared, namely Mary. How much of our own lives do you think may be like that? I think that when we get to heaven, we may be blown away by seeing how many lucky breaks in our lives weren't lucky breaks at all. They were the result of God caring and providing for us behind the scenes, perhaps with the involvement of someone praying for us. God love you.